Grace, greetings, and welcome to the DDP for the 16th of November. I'm your host, Paul White. Yesterday, we aired two different questions from a recent Q&A session in Wichita, and today we're going to air another question. This is a great question from someone regarding how do you handle, it was sort of a multifaceted question, but how do you handle prophetic words being spoken over you? Should you actively work sort of towards seeing them come to pass? Should you ignore them? How do you move forward in almost a post-charismatic experience? And I don't mean that you've abandoned the Holy Spirit or the gifts of the Spirit, but sort of growing into a place of rest rather than begging. How do you move forward with those things? I thought it was a good question. I tried to work my way through it a little bit as we go, and I hope it helps you today on the journey. Maybe start with forgiving your decisions that you based on other words and not the Holy Spirit. It's a good place to start. And then maybe proceed to an understanding of proper New Testament prophecy. Yeah. And proper New Testament prophecy, according to Paul, is that which edifies and exhorts and uplifts. It builds people up. Paul has no room in the epistles for prophecy which brings doom. Paul also doesn't seem to have room for prophecy which steers you. Paul doesn't say, live according to the word I spoke into you. But it's Paul pointing you to live according to the word the Spirit has spoken into you. And the writer of Hebrews even says it this way, God, who in time past spoke unto us by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son. So the author of Hebrews says there was a time when you governed your life based upon the words of a prophet. That time is over. Now you govern your life based upon the words spoken to you by Jesus. So what good is a prophet? A prophet builds you up. He exhorts you. He uplifts you. So in other words, he complements the voice of Jesus inside of you. And where he fails, he or she fails to complement the voice of Jesus, you are responsible for, don't swallow it. Okay? That's that whole bird flies over your head, don't have to let him make a nest. That's that whole, you know, 1,000-mile-an-hour world where there's a lot of stuff. You don't have to grab it all. So the biblical definition of prophecy is that which builds you up, that which exhorts you. I do believe that people can speak into your life as the Spirit directs. And if it speaks something to you that complements the voice of Jesus, who is the final word of God, Hebrews 1:1, then you can grab hold of that and hang on to it as a voice that complements what the Holy Spirit has said to you. But don't govern your life by the external voice because you're not living in the Old Testament. So maybe learn that. Forgive yourself for the stuff in the past, maybe where you did govern your life by it. How do we reconcile prophecy, I think, is to understand that it should build us up, it should uplift us, it should be an exhortation. And it's going to complement the voice that is spoken in your heart, the voice of Jesus. And then you can hold on to it. Hide those words in your heart and let them come out as they come out. And I don't necessarily believe what, and I used to believe this, actually. I'm just full disclosure. I used to would have said, hey, it's all God. If he prophesies it, you don't have to do anything. He's going to make it come true. But I don't necessarily adhere to that because Paul prompted Timothy to stir things up that had been spoken over him or had been said to him. Not govern your life by it, but sometimes call it into remembrance and say, hey, God, you said. That's like appropriating covenant. Hey, God, you said the body was for me and the blood was for me. I'm going to take this today, believing the body is for me and the blood is for me. That's appropriating covenant. It's sort of like appropriating prophecy. Say, Father, you spoke this into my life, and I'm standing on it, and I believe it. But it can also be as simple as don't amen junk. You know, people speak junk into your life, and it's not, you know, it's not God. Don't accept it. Don't amen it. And you can rebuke it. I mean, you say, I rebuke that in Jesus' name. That's not for me. I mean, you may feel like God told you to tell me that, but I don't receive that. I have to receive it. I seal what I receive with my amen or my assent, right? My, yeah, I'll take that. Okay, I don't take that crap. You know, that's junk. That's death. I'm not receiving that. And so, you know, I hope that helps.
Yeah, I
do. Okay. I think some of it could be an understanding of New Testament prophecy as much as anything else.
That concludes today's podcast. Yesterday we went a little long, so we shortened it up just a little bit today.
Do more Q&A tomorrow. I'll see you then. God bless.